The gaggle of kids traveled with the goggles boy as he led them deeper into the nearby woods. They were on a well-walked trail. That kept Darcyra and her friend calm, but then their leader suddenly took a turn into the denser bush. "Come on! It's up here!" The other boys in the group were excited and followed, but some of the girls started to show their nerves.
"Darcy, I don't think we should do this. Mummy always says to stay on the trails."
"It's okay. I've explored tons of forests."
"Darcy!"
"But don't you want to see it too?" Darcy replied, curious what it was that the goggles boy had seen. She, having grown up with her adventurer of a brother, had the curious streak in her. She needed to know what could get someone so excited. Darcyra's friend and the other girls withdrew.
"We'll go wait by the river over there. You can come get us when you're done."
The two groups split, with a couple of boys joining the girls under the excuse that they would guard them, and a few of the braver girls joining the boys in their hike up some rocks.
"It's right over there," the goggles boy repeated.
After the fifth time, they finally reached a small cave hidden between the forest's trees.
"He's right there."
The goggles boy turned toward the cave.
"Hey, mister, are you around?"
The boys crowded around the cave's mouth, but no one came out.
Come on, guys. Let's check it out and see if he's home."
The group went in, but Darcyra winced. They came all this way to see a random person in a cave? She shook her head at the thought. Her brother had told her all the stories about men in caves. Nothing good could come from it. She yelled she was going back, was ignored, and proceeded by herself. In her estimation, a stroll through the woods was more fun than any time in a moldy cave. When she got back onto the path, however, another of the girls shot out from the bushes.
"Monsters!" she screamed. "There are monsters!"
Darcyra's heart raced. The girl had come from the direction of the river that ran through the forest. She thought of her freckled friend and yelled at the girl running away.
"Where are the others?"
"I don't know!"
the other girl screamed back. Darcyra, channeling her brave brother, ran toward the river. She had encountered monsters before. She knew that the ones that would appear near towns would usually be weaker, being stragglers that had sneaked out of some temple. She ran toward the wide, fast river, and once she got within a stone's throw of it, looked for her friends.
"Where is everyone?" she muttered.
Then a growl came from behind her, and she turned around. It came out from the bushes, a large black hound. Darcyra backed up, nearing the river's edge. She was startled. The monsters her brother had taken her to hunt along with him were less menacing ones, things like balls of slime and tiny fairies. She had never seen such a large hound. She started second-guessing whether it was a monster and not just some large beast. It came closer, and she stepped back while gritting her teeth. She was formulating her plan. So far, Darcyra thought that her best shot would be in trying to get the beast to lunge at her. She would be able to duck, and then the beast would fall into the water behind her. That was the plan, but then reality struck. The bank beneath her feet gave way. Darcyra slipped and let out a scream. With no one to catch her, she fell into the bone-chilling water.